every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Your local Toledo morning show. Denny Schaefer on Q105.
Denny's off today, and Friday it is the morning after. In for Denny at 6:57. Eric, Paul, the producers here with us to help us out. Philip and Demetrius. We're usually on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10, but we're here for Denny again today. A little bit tomorrow, and then Friday, 6:57. Entertainment. Everybody's favorite celebrity couple. Let their daughter make a pregnancy announcement?
Yeah. You know, I said everybody's favorite celebrity couple, and I may want to take that back because there's a lot of people who have issues with those two, and I think it's just because of how lovely they are. So, Christy...
Because they're normal.
Okay, like...
I don't know what you mean by normal. Two beautiful people romping around in million-dollar homes.
Exactly.
That's right. That's normal.
They don't...
Yeah, that's right. They got... So many regular people problems.
They don't
so
act.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, they act like normal people with, like, you know, not normal people money. Right. Hmm.
Right. And they pig out on stuff. They act like normal human beings for the most part, including making babies.
So, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are having another baby. She took to Instagram yesterday and allowed her daughter, baby Luna, to cover the fact that she is having a baby. In the video, she asked her, "What's in mommy's belly?" And Luna goes, "A baby." This is baby number two.
Way to ruin the stork story. Come on now. Let's hold on to a little bit of tradition. I mean, dang. Like, how long? Like, come on.
Well, like, all of a sudden, your mom's stomach starts getting huge. You have to tell them something.
No, it's a watermelon. I tell you.
Really?
Yes.
Beer.
Mommy's got a drinking problem. Daddy's been mean.
Daddy's been mean.
Well, she play piano.
She would buy that in that house. Again, because they're like we are.
They're
we
are. I can't say that. Like they are down to earth people. That's what I'll say. How about that?
They're not like we are. On their freshly caught Siberian tiger rug.
There's no due date right now on baby number two. But for some reason, she felt that she needed to write in the caption, "It's John's." Why does she feel the need to do that? I'm
because
confused.
Because she's been questioned.
By who?
John.
I think that's the joke.
I mean, I think she jokes a lot, but like that seems to be a little bit...
Like John. A regular celebrity couple. Like I know there's like Gwen and Blake Shelton news in there. Like normal celebrity couples would give some cliche, overused platitude about, "Oh, we're so happy, we're so thankful, we try." This is, "It's John's." Just like anybody else would put on Facebook. Like, I know you think I'm banging the mail guy, but...
No, she's not banging the mail
guy. Wait, who said she looks like a frog?
Not a frog, no.
She looks like a lion.
People said she looks like a lion, but she doesn't have any plastic surgery. She just says, like, high, big cheekbones.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying. That came out of the darkness at me. Like, honestly, I would think it was that lion from Narnia.
I think she's beautiful.
I know a lot of people are, we'll jump to the next story here. I know a lot of people are excited for Toy Story 4. Rashida Jones is denying that she left over unwanted advances from John Lasseter. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. She claims, she left as a writer along with writing partner Will McCormack over an unwanted advance from Pixar and Disney animation chief John Lasseter. Jones instead said they left over philosophical differences and asserted that their exit was over the fact they believed women and people of color did not have an equal creative voice at Pixar. Lasseter was originally the co-director of Toy Story 4, but stepped down in July with Josh Cooley taking over as the sole director. There's a long statement that was given to the New York Times. And Lasseter back in the summertime announced a 6-month leave of absence. He announced a 6-month leave on Tuesday, acknowledging in a memo to staff members that he crossed the line with employees. "I especially want to apologize to anyone who has ever been on the receiving end of an unwanted hug or other gesture they felt crossed the line in any way, shape, or form." So he did some inappropriate stuff, but she says she and the other guy are leaving because of creative and philosophical differences.
When they said when they said that, I was really confused too. I guess it has something to do with like minorities or something. And Toy Story, it's also Toy Story 4.
I don't really need to see any issues. Dinosaur representation in Toy Story 4.
I have to figure out what that's about because they're like, "Oh, you know, minorities being represented."
Unite.
It's
perhaps,
weird.
Perhaps the philosophical difference was, "Don't touch me,"
or that. That could be a thing, too.
Just some hand stuff, whatever.
So, who's RZA Anybody?
It's RZA.
There we go. Right. So RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. I just want to make sure everybody's with me. It was like capitalized. From the Wu-Tang Clan is going after a Brooklyn dog walking company. For two reasons, actually. The first reason is because this dog walking company is called the Wu-Tang Clan. You would laugh at that.
Such a lawsuit. That's like us coming on here going, the morning rush for 4 hours. Lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit.
Yeah, like he filed the claim saying that, you know, you can't call it the Wu-Tang Clan. They've had the name since 1993. It's unmistakably associated with them. I mean, they started off in Staten Island, but apparently they feel some sort of connection.
First of all.
What?
Anybody who signs up to have the real Wu-Tang Clan walk their dogs.
That's awesome.
If you're that confused.
That's awesome.
If you're like, oh my God, did Wu-Tang branch out into the dog walking business? Like, what did you think?
Oh, dirty dog walker.
Yeah. Who'd you think was going to walk your dog? Like DMX?
So,
like, who's going to come out? I'll walk your dog.
I'll do your dog.
That's what we'll do. We'll go around the block.
DMX should have done this, although I think he's in jail now or going through something.
DMX going through something?
He's in jail somewhere.
Where are my dogs at? They're with DMX getting walked in Brooklyn. Yeah.
So the second reason why he's going after them.
Where are my dogs at? Method Man 2-on-4.
apparently, the Wu-Tang Clan on their website is selling a t-shirt, and the t-shirt displays a dog named Bali on a blue and yellow identification card. Well, old dirty, can I say his name?
Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah, okay, so Old Dirty Bastard had his debut album in 1995, Return of the 36 Chamber, which featured his face on a yellow and blue ID card for food stamps issued by the city of Brooklyn. So also on this shirt, with Old Dirty Bali is what they're calling him, the dog, right? It says Return to 36 Chambers with the blue and yellow. So yeah, he's going after them for that as well.
That would be probably
an issue. Old Dirty Bali, same name as the album. That's a red flag.
But Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang
Clan.
I wanted to do a dog walking service here, but even if you walk like a lot, it's not lucrative at all. Well, it's lucrative for my current pay status, but in like cities, like downtowns like that, you can make a lot of money. I got a weird text last night, and I guess I signed up for it years ago. There is a dog walking service like Uber, and it's called WAG, and it says, "Hi, Eric. It's Beagle Week at WAG, which means Diddy gets 3 free walks on us. Just reply yes with the date and times and when you like your 3 walks, and I'll book it with one of our certified trusted dog walkers."
Hello.
Certified?
WAG concierge.
I am an African prince who am holding $380 million in a trust for you. If you will just respond back with your email address and account numbers, we can make this transaction happen.
This is like the Siberian Husky Nigerian princes.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Hi, we're WAGs. We're here to walk your dog. Hi. I can't believe this doofus has fallen for this.
Certified dog walker.
Now you get a letter, your dog's all tied up. You want to see your dog again? Text back yes to WAG.
Last story. There have been a lot of fairly popular deaths this week. A lot of older people, because what old people do?
They die. Unfortunately.
It was the Cosby father over the weekend. Mm-hmm. There was an Ohio State wide receiver.
Terry Glenn.
Who was in a car accident and died at the age of 43. There was Charles Manson died. Mm-hmm. Celebrity. Bad person. Terrible human being. But celebrity.
He was also very old.
Actress.
Della Reese.
The
chute didn't open. It was a shame.
What's that?
The chute didn't open. It was a shame.
For what?
Della Reese.
I don't get it.
She was skydiving.
No.
The chute didn't open.
Really?
Just don't check the internet right now for it. Go ahead.
I don't think that's the thing, but we'll go with it.
Della Reese died. So some older names, but still a part of like old Hollywood. And David Cassidy died. Mm-hmm. D, tell us about David Cassidy.
What? He was in the Partridge Family. That's all I know.
What was the Partridge Family?
It was a television show about a group of young, talented children and their parents who would go on a road on a tour bus.
I hate you.
And they would, you know, they would rock out. And that's kind of where, like, you know, the Brady Bunch.
It was a singing Brady Bunch. Like that, yeah.
That thing from them.
So they tried.
It was a predecessor to the Brady Bunch.
And then they ran into each other in an alley, and the Partridge Family, like, stabbed two of them and was like, "Stop doing our thing."
I remember
and
that.
And that's why Greg can't walk.
David Cassidy.
I think I remember that.
Died at the age of 67. He was hospitalized for organ failure. Let's see, kidney and liver failure last week, and then he passed away. The singer and actor and former 70s teen idol is survived by his children. I had no idea. His Arrow actress Katie Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
She's the redhead.
Oh.
She's 30, and son Bo Cassidy, she's 27. And this is all reported by TMZ. Well, so lots of Hollywood deaths this week. It's,
you know, the most disappointing thing about like some of the Hollywood deaths, they pick like, and I get it's the most popular show or whatever work this person has done, but it like Della Reese was like touched by an angel, and I get it. That was like,
it's 2017. You can't be touched by anybody.
No. I was like, what was it? Harlem Nights?
Yeah.
Like,
she got a pinky toe shot off?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
See, yes.
So
Harlem Nights.
For Della Reese, when they did her obituary, did they just say, perhaps you know her from popular CBS TV show instead of saying the touch thing?
Yeah. Maybe you saw her portray an angel.
All right. 7:07. It's the morning after in for Denny today. Eric, Paul, Philip, and Demetrius. Lots of dudes here today. Paul, I'm going to fire this for you, okay?
Great.
I'll hit this one for you. And also, friend Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek Church in the 7 o'clock hour. And lots more on the way here on Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105.